right. It's another episode of the DS106 show. I'm Alan Levine, Cogdog. Can you guys hear the music coming through Skype?
Yep.
All right. That means we are all copacetic, whatever that means. And I'll stop the music because it is kind of annoying. And you guys are first up for the DS Radio Show Brigade. Are you ready?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Let's see. And I'm just doing a little bit more sound checking here.
My computer's, my fan is really loud. Apparently it's showing up on Skype.
Nope, that's fine. That's fine. So it's 8 p.m. where you are. It's 8 a.m. where I am. And this is one of the most exciting part of the semester is where we get to hear the radio shows. I have to admit, I just like checked everyone's audio just to make sure it was there. So I haven't listened to your show either. So I'm going to be listening to it live for the first time. But can you tell us a little bit about what the concept is for What Makes You Dynamite?
It all starts with a talent. It starts up. Oh, hang on. I'm echoing.
Yeah.
Okay. Am I echoing now? Oh, it's gone. Okay. To be dynamite, it's like when you start off not knowing what you want to do in life, and then suddenly you do something and it hits you that that's what you want to do for the rest of your life. Kind of the spark that causes the explosion, hence the name Dynamite.
We're talking about our passion, something that we love that we're not sure if like other people would know. Like, a lot of my friends can't sew, and I sew, so I thought that was kind of dynamite. And Amber does voice acting, and I don't know anyone else who really does that.
That's very cool. So, individual talents.
There's not many voice actors on campus. There's one or two of them that I personally know. But it's a good talent to have, just like sewing and the ability to speak another language and all that.
So what is voice acting, for those who might not know?
Voice acting is, it's voiceover. When you take an animation and cut out any other audio and just speak over what the character is saying. Or it can be voiceover on the radio. It doesn't just have to be cartoons. It can be like radio commercials. As I say in the show, voiceover is everywhere. It's in the airports, theme parks, and radio speakers. Telemarketing.
Yeah. Can you do the voice like the movie premiere voice, like, in a world?
My voice isn't deep enough. The most I can do is a commercial voice.
Yeah.
Like, you're listening to DS106 Radio. Tune in now at 8.05 p.m.
That is awesome. We should just hire you to do all the bumpers.
Her bumper was so much better than mine.
The bumpers were so fun. I love those.
Yeah.
They're amazing.
So, Nancy, what sort of, how did sewing start for you, and how did that become a hobby?
My grandmother sewed, like, she made me stuff when I was really little, and then I somehow learned from her, and then I didn't sew for a while, and I talk about this in the show, but I kind of got back into it in high school, and I sew for the theater department here, and I'm working on my final show, which is really sad.
So, what exactly are you sewing right now?
We're doing The Tempest, and we've got a lot of spandex. We're doing bodysuits. I worked on a knit top the other day. I'm working tomorrow. I don't know what I'm doing. But last show, I did a bunch of 6-gore skirts, which are like 1950s skirts.
That's cool. So you actually make stuff with
your hands. I've made fake lizard suits in the past. I've made like corsetry, like all sorts of crazy things.
Right. Now, how did your well, give us a little prelude. What else are we going to hear? What's the format of the show? Is it kind of an interview? Is it kind of a montage?
Nancy decided the format. I really liked her idea.
We kind of took... okay, this is going to sound weird, but I really like the vagina monologues. And when the monologues, they kind of tell a story kind of in pieces. And we kind of did a takeoff on that. So we kind of start out with us all talking at once, kind of in unison. Or like... in turn, and then that's kind of how the flow goes for the entire show.
Sort of a part one. Everyone does their part one, and then it starts again from part two, from the very first person who started.
All right. Well, I think we're gonna give it a listen, and then we'll come back afterward and talk a little bit more about the show and how it was produced, and hopefully there'll be some questions coming in on Twitter. So stand by as I prepare everything here in the studio. What makes you dynamite is all lined up. And now, DS106 Radio, the first of five student digital story is What Makes You Dynamite?
Everyone, enjoy the show.